Who will you be in the future? Will you be yourself or another person entirely? Future you. It can be hard for most of us to think clearly about the future, but doing so can be powerful for goal setting, habit building, planning, and other types of long-term thinking. Here to help is Hal Hirschfield, author of the new book, Your Future Self, How to Make Tomorrow Better Today. Hal is a professor of marketing, behavioral decision-making, and psychology at UCLA's Anderson School of Management. His research has been published in a variety of academic journals and in the Harvard Business Review, Scientific American, and Psychology Today. Our curator, Adam Grant, says his new book offers a fascinating window into who you might become tomorrow and how you can have more say in that evolution today. Here's Hal to share five of his big ideas.
Hi, this is Hal Hirschfield, and I'm a professor of marketing, behavioral decision-making, and psychology at UCLA's Anderson School of Management. And I'm the author of the new book, Your Future Self, How to Make Tomorrow Better Today. All right, I'm going to share five of the key insights from my book. Insight number one. In many ways, we may think of our future selves as if they are other people entirely. So one of my favorite studies that looked at this question was conducted by Emily Pronin from Princeton. All right, imagine if you're one of the people in her research study. You're asked to describe a meal that you're eating right now. And if you're like most people, you've probably described it through what's known as a first-person perspective. You see the meal right in front of you. But now imagine a meal that happens in the distant future, which, by the way, for college students was sometime after they're the age of 40 years old. When research participants were asked to do that, they're about four times as likely to use the third-person perspective, seeing themselves as if they're another person in the scene. What's so interesting about this to me is that it suggests that in our mind's eye, our future self looks like another person. My own research has backed this up. My colleagues and I used neuroimaging methods and found that the brain activity that arises when we think about our future selves is more on par with the brain activity that arises when we think about another person. So as an analogy, our future self may look like another person entirely. Insight number two. When it comes to long-term decisions, what matters is the type of relationship we have with that future person. All right, think about it this way. There are all different ways that we can treat other people in our lives. When it comes to interacting with a complete stranger, you might find yourself being somewhat selfish, or maybe we should call it self-interested. I'm not saying that you're a bad person, but if someone you don't know all that well from your work, let's think about it, a coworker that you don't really connect to, if they asked you to help them move this weekend, I bet you'd come up with a million excuses not to help them. That doesn't mean that you're selfish, but it does mean that in some situations you may act in a self-interested way. Well, if that's how we see our future selves, that is, if they seem like strangers to us, then it may make sense for us not to do things that benefit them. Things like overeating or overspending or undersaving and so on. If I have to eat healthy now so that future me has better health and lower cholesterol, well, that's not really future me. That's just some other person I'm impacting. So why not choose the unhealthier meal now? The caveat, of course, is that there are people in our lives who we do act generously toward. People like our children and our parents and our closest friends, and yet even the coworker who we may really feel a connection to. And so when it comes to long-term decisions, if we think about our future selves as if they are close others, then we should be more willing to do things for their benefit today. My own research and research conducted by other people bears out this idea. People who feel a greater sense of similarity and connection to their future selves are, for instance, more likely to have accrued financial assets, to act ethically, to even report greater subjective health, life satisfaction, and meaning in life. And those findings remain true even when you take into account other factors that might help explain them. Insight number three. When it comes to strengthening the connection between current and future selves, it can help to try to make the future self closer. One way to do that is by enhancing how vivid the future self is. Anne Napolitano, the best-selling fiction author, started writing letters to her future self when she was 14 years old. She'd write one letter to herself in 10 years, and then after 10 years, she would write another letter, but also read the past one. That takes an incredible amount of commitment, and she told me in an interview that she often wanted to read the letter early, but she never did. For her, the act of writing a letter to her future self and also reading the letters from her past self helped identify the core values that she found truly important, which aided her in keeping her on the path that she wanted to be on. Now, for the rest of us who can't wait 10 years at a time, one way that we can engage in this sort of activity, according to the research that I review in the book, is to write a letter to and then step into the shoes of our future selves and write a letter from them. This is an activity that can help make the future self more vivid and can also help us feel less anxiety in the present about all of the uncertainties that remain in the years to come. We can also use the power of technology. My collaborators and I over the years have explored the possibility of using age progression technology. This is where we literally show people what they'll look like in the future. What's happening there is that we make the future more vivid for people. And what we've found over the years is that exposure to these age progress images helps people by causing them to want to save more and actually saving more, causing them to act more ethically. Other researchers have even found that these sorts of exercises, even without the technology, but just strong visualization techniques, can help women in rural Kenya take more preventative health actions and even save more money. Insight number 4, stay on course by adding constraints into our future behavior. We can make life easier for our future selves by owning up to the fact that we may have grand plans right now. Say we want to eat healthier tonight. And we may also have a future self who wants to look back and say, okay, I did a good job eating healthy. But there also may be a version of us who will inevitably screw things up and snack late at night or have an extra drink or order the dessert when we said we weren't going to. Here's a possibility. Engage in and adopt smart commitment devices. Dave Krippendorf was a graduate student at MIT and lived across the street from a Whole Foods. He often found himself sneaking out of his house when he was faced with a difficult problem set and buying snack after snack after snack. Now, over time, his waist got bigger and his wallet got thinner, and he knew he needed to come up with a solution here. He wanted to figure out a way to stop this behavior, so he invented a little safe with an electronic timer on top. His solution was to put the snacks inside there and lock it away from anywhere from a minute to 10 days. He took this idea to Shark Tank, he won a bunch of money, and ended up leaving his high-paying MBA job to start what was called the Kitchen Safe. Now, over the years, he's found that so many people use it for so many different things outside of kitchen snacks that he simply renamed his product to the K-Safe. The beauty of this product is that it puts some constraints on our future behavior. I actually use it to lock away my phone at night so that I can be more present with my kids and my wife. Now, commitment devices can be incredibly powerful, but the likelihood that they get adopted depends on first being able to choose something that punishes us sufficiently so that we don't engage in an undesirable behavior, but also that doesn't punish us so severely that our current selves fail to adopt the commitment device altogether. Insight number 5, make life easier for our present self by making present-day sacrifices feel easier to undertake. All right, think about it this way. Any of the trade-offs that exist between our current and future selves, whether it's not spending money or whether it's eating healthier or exercising, for any of those trade-offs, it's always our current self who has to make a sacrifice, and it's always our future self who's going to benefit from those decisions. It's almost like being in a bad relationship where you're the one who's always doing things for the other person. One way around this problem is to try to reframe things so that those sacrifices don't feel so hard to undertake. One of my favorite research studies that tests this idea is one that I was a part of with my colleagues. We worked with a fintech company, and we wanted to try to see if new users of the fintech app would sign up for an automatic savings account. We asked them if they wanted to save $150 a month, $35 a week, or $5 a day. 4 times as many people signed up when the savings plan was framed as $5 a day compared to when it was framed as $150 a month. In part because it certainly feels like a much easier sacrifice to make. I think many people can consider something that they'd be willing to give up that's $5 a day. The point here, though, is that if we want to do right by our future selves, we need to come up with methods to ease up the tension between our current and future selves. And on that note, a final way to make things easier is to occasionally celebrate the present and do things today that our future selves will also look back on happily. That may mean spending the extra money. And that's fine, so long as we're being intentional about our decisions so that we can be happy with our choices, both now and later.
Thank you, Hal. That was Hal Hirschfield with 5 Big Ideas from Your Future Self, How to Make Tomorrow Better Today. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.